Hello, I'm Kurt Becker. Thanks for joining me as I take another stroll through racing history presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. He was known as a horse who made huge rallies to win big races by small margins. He was said to have great ability, but was nonchalant in his attitude. His name was Buck Passer, and 55 years ago this month, he won the Travers Stakes at Saratoga on his way to being named Horse of the Year. A Blood Bay son of Tom Fool, foaled in 1963, Buck Passer was a homebred who raced in the Black Silks and Cherry Cap of Ogden Phipps. He was a striking individual, standing nearly 17 hands. Equine artist Richard Stone Reeves once noted that he was as close to the perfect thoroughbred in terms of conformation as can be found. Reeves described Buck Passer as large, beautifully proportioned, deep through the middle, near perfect quarters and hind legs, deep, well-sloped shoulders, good bone, straight legs, and showing intelligence in his eyes. Buck Passer won 9 of 11 starts as a juvenile and became the richest 2-year-old of all time, amassing $568,000 in earnings. Trained by Bill Winfrey, Buck Passer earned the title of Champion 2-Year-Old of 1965. But Winfrey resigned from the Phipps barn at the end of the season, so Eddie Neloy took command and would be charged with guiding Buck Passer through his sophomore campaign. Following a win in the Flamingo Stakes at Hialeah in March of 1966, Buck Passer was found to have injured his right front hoof. The quarter crack would cause him to miss the entire Triple Crown campaign. But on Belmont Stakes Day, held at Aqueduct that year, Buck Passer returned to the races by blitzing a field of older horses at 6 furlongs in 109-1, fastest time of the meet at the distance. On June 25, 1966, Buck Passer got his first chance to prove himself against the stars of the Triple Crown races. Kawaii King, winner of the Kentucky Derby and Preakness, would be among the horses entered in the Arlington Classic in Chicago at a distance of 1 mile. A crowd of 28,000 would make the coupled entry of Buck Passer and Impressive, his Phipps stablemate, the 3-5 favorite. And the two horses ran Eddie Neloy's game plan to perfection. Impressive set a torrid pace so that the late-closing Buck Passer could make his rally. A quarter in 22 1/5 seconds, a half in 43 3, three quarters in 106 4. Buck Passer, still languishing 9 lengths in arrears, then uncorked a sizzling stretch run to win in 132 3, breaking the world record for the 1 mile distance by 3/5 of a second. Kawaii King finished 5th. 6 weeks after that Arlington Classic victory, Buck Passer returned to Arlington Park, this time for the American Derby. The distance was 1 1/8, and the field would include Belmont Stakes winner Amberoid. On this occasion, Buck Passer was coupled to the wagering with stablemate Stupendous. Once again, the entry was the 3-5 favorite. Once again, the stablemate set the pace, and a crowd of 31,000 saw Buck Passer rally down the lane to win by a neck over long shot Jolly Jet in 1 minute 47 seconds, breaking the track record. Amberoid was 6th. And then came the Travers Stakes in Saratoga Springs, New York. The date was August 20, 1966. Buck Passer was the 1-5 favorite, and there were some anxious moments when he was still last as the field moved around the final turn. Neloy later said he was scared. Several in the crowd of 28,000 probably felt the same way as the trainer did. But not even the graveyard of favorites, Saratoga, could stop Buck Passer. Using one of his trademark stretch rallies, Buck Passer prevailed by 3/4 of a length over Amberoid to win the 97th running of the Travers, becoming the first thoroughbred ever to reach $1 million in career earnings by age 3. It was his 9th consecutive victory, all in stakes races and all as the odds-on favorite. There was no question at this point that he was the best 3-year-old in the entire country. But he wasn't finished. On October 1st, Buck Passer beat older horses in the mud to win the Woodward at Aqueduct. And on October 29, he again beat older horses, this time capturing the Jockey Club Gold Cup at a distance of 2 miles. Buck Passer would reign not only as champion 3-year-old male, but also as Horse of the Year for 1966. Ogden Phipps called him the best horse he had ever bred. Following another championship handicap season in 1967, he was syndicated at a record $150,000 per share for stallion duty. He retired to Claiborne Farm in Paris, Kentucky, where he had been foaled. He died in March of 1978. A winner of 25 of 31 races with earnings of $1.4 million, Buck Passer was a champion at 2, beat older horses and became Horse of the Year at 3, and won major handicaps under high weights at 4. He won 19 stakes races, including a string of 15 consecutive victories. And 55 years ago this month, he won the Travers Stakes at Saratoga as part of his Horse of the Year campaign. Please join me again next week as I take another stroll through racing history, presented by Lane's End and Keeneland. For HRRN, I'm Kurt Becker.